Sri Vidya is unique in Hinduism as it has the rare distinction of combining mantra and tantra shastras. Sri Vidya also includes yoga shastra. Sri means prosperity and plenitude. Vidya means knowledge. Sri Vidya, therefore, is that knowledge which grants knowledge of reality and prosperity and or knowledge of prosperity. As Sri Vidya has knowledge that liberates the soul, Sri Vidya has no equal. The special feature of Sri Vidya is that it grants both prosperity and liberation in this life and also afterlife. It liberates one from the cycle of births and deaths. In two short phrases, Sri Lalita Sahasrama describes Goddess Lalita as Bhakta Saubhagyadhayani. That is, one who grants everything for the welfare of her devotees. She is the universal mother. The Lalita Sahasrama begins addressing the goddess as the mother, mother of prosperity, Sri Mata, Sri Maharajni, Srimad Simhasaneshwari. As knowledge of prosperity, Sri Vidya gives scope for prosperity in this world through Saguna Upasana and for beyond by Nirguna Upasana. Sri Vidya combines Jnana, Bhakti, Karma and Raja Yoga and synthesize them in one format. It also provides for dualism, Dvaita and Advaita in worship. As a devotee, if one worships the Devi as different from the self, it becomes Dvaita. When Sri Vidya is practiced as the raising of Kundalini through the chakra in the human body, it becomes yoga. In Kundalini Yoga, one realizes the divine consciousness through the activation of the hidden energy of Kundalini. If one meditates on the Devi as that one who is a part of Devi himself, it becomes Advaita. There are six centers or chakras in the spinal channel. Kundalini is said to be initially coiled up as Mooladhara. She is the mother. She passes through these six chakras from Mooladhara at the bottom of the spine to Ajnaya in the forehead, then at the crown of the head, Sahasrara, where the individual consciousness fully unites with the consciousness of cosmic consciousness. And in Sri Vidya, apart from the Sahasrara, there is a special Devi, Devi's place, that is called Akula. Akula Samayandasta Samayachara Tatpara. This is called Devi's Chakra, is located over and above the Sahasrara. And it contains the Devi Pranava Uma. When you concentrate on the unity of Shiva and Shakti, it unites Shiva and Shakti. Aikya Anusandhana. When one meditates on the Devi as an expression of the universal self, Brahman, it is Advaita. As the mantras are mystically locked, it is Mantra Sastra. And it is also a Mala Mantra. Of Mala Mantra, I shall podcast separately. Sound is produced through contact, vibration and obstruction. This is called Ahata. However, cosmic hiss, if one can hear, is eternal and existent. This is called anahata. It is not produced by us, but only heard. A yogi can hear this. In sadhana, one makes the sound oneself by doing the mantra japa in a rhythm resonant with the vibrations of his nadis and his breath. Through this, one will be able to discover the deeper vibration. This way of merging individual with cosmic is called Mantra Yoga. Mantra is said to be the sound form of Devata or in Saguna Aradhana God form. One realizes the Devatas through the chanting of mantra in Mantra Yoga. Mantra Yoga concentrates the nada, that is the sound, to strike a rhythm between individual and cosmic vibration to activate the right nadis to expose one into the Shitakasa or Dahara Akasha, causal space. Shabda is the Tanmatra, subtle attribute of Mahabhuta, that is the primal element, Akasha, that is space. In practices, geometrical worship, Sri Chakra, it becomes a Tantra Sastra. Sri Vidya is also a form of Laya Yoga. Meditation is the means in Laya Yoga. One controls the mind through the control of breath, so that my full concentration is possible in meditation. Through meditation, one's consciousness merges in the object of meditation and one realizes the Atman or the Self. The state in which the difference between the one who meditates, the acts of meditation and the object of meditation dissolve is called Samadhi or Sayujya. The feeling that these three are different, the perceptor, the act of perception and the perceived object are different is called Triputi in Sri Vidya, that is the cause of ignorance or ajnana. One observes during meditation one's own being, the different sheets of consciousness. These three sheets are Panchakoshandarasthita. There are five koshas or sheets of consciousness. They are Annamaya, physical, Pranamaya, vital life, Manomaya, mental, Vijnanamaya, intellect or knowledge, and Anandamaya, causal, blissful. The first is gross, the next three constitute the subtle and the fifth causal being. The causal being is Ishvara, who resides in all beings along with Maya as his consort. She wields the unmanifest form of the divine Brahman. The mother is Mahamaya, who covers the world with wheel of ignorance and lifts the wheel out of grace, causing the entire play of creation. This is the cosmic sport she does for the Lord. Her leela, her play, her action can be seen in Karanakasha or the causal space. She is the moon of that space and she is called Shitakasa Chandrika. What the sources of Sividhya? The tantric texts like Rudrayamala expound Sri Vidya, Kadgamala Stotra, it is a map and worship of Sri Chakra. Besides these, there are several Sri Kula texts in the oral traditions. Either as compilations of or as part of the Mantra Sastra text like Mantra Mahadhati, Mantra Maharnava and Shakta text. The primary source, however, remains, that is Sri Lalita Sahasranama. A few other texts, authentic texts, are as follows. Kamakala Vilasa, Tantra Raja Tantra, Tripurarnava Tantra, Sri Vidyarnava Tantra, Jnanarnava Tantra, Dakshina Murti Samhita, Gandharva Tantra, Nitya Chodasigarnava, Yogini Hridaya. In addition to that, in essence, the quintessence of Sri Vidya can be found in the Sri Saundarya Lahari by Adi Sankaracharya. What are the authoritative texts to follow for Sri Vidya Upasana? The highest mantra of Hinduism speaks of Devi as Gayatri. The fact that the Devi worship was given importance may be known by the highest place offered through the Devi in the form of the Gayatri Mantra. Devi is worshipped in the Surya Mandala and is compared to the sun, and the sun worship is the primary duty of every Hindu.
in the form of Sandhyavandana. In the Sandhyavandana, Devi is worshipped as the embodiment of the Vedas. The Sri Vidya is the best path for realizing the Devi or Parabrahman. In a manner of speaking, Sandhyavandana is also Sri Vidya as it worships the Devi. On the eve of the Mahabharata war, Sri Krishna advised Arjuna to perform the Devi worship, and Arjuna did so. So did Ravana worship Ravana, and Indrajit performed Devi Yajnas. The Devi worship is mentioned in Brahmanda Purana, Devi Bhagavatam, and Markandeya Purana. In addition, the Devi worship is described in detail in Agama Rahasyam, Samhita, Ryagama Samhita, Yamala Tantra, Arnava, and Tantra. The Saundari Lahari of Sri Ati Sankaracharya is a Devi Tantra Sastra as well. In the English, you have a very exhaustive book by Shakti and Shakta. That book can also be referred to. 52 Aksharas of the Devi are embedded along the 57 slokas of the Saundari Lahari, which is composed by Adi Sankaracharya. The first 43 slokas are reported to have been written by Sri Ganesha, and there is a view that the 41 are composed by Ganesha and the balance by Bhagavad Pada Sankaracharya. Apart from these, there are innumerable texts on Devi Upasana. Lord Shiva, after having divulged the secrets of the Shakti through many texts, including Mantra and Tantra, has given the word the Sri Tantra. This is also called Sri Para Upasana, Sri Vidya. Chatushashtya Tantrayahi. Chatushashtya Tantrayahi. Saundaryagari. In Dattatreya, considered to be an avatar of Bhagavan Vishnu, has composed a commentary, Bhashya, on the book on Sri Vidya, Datta Samhita. It is on Tripura Upasana. His commentary, Datta Samhita on Tripura Samvasana, consists of 18,000 slokas. Parashurama, again another avatar of Vishnu, abridged this and wrote the Parashurama Kalpa Sutra in 6,000 slokas. Parashurama's disciple Sumedas wrote another sutra showing the sutra as a conversation between Sri Rama and Dattatreya. This is now called the Parashurama Kalpa Sutra. This is the ultimate authority on the Devi Upasana. Bhaskara Raya's disciple Umanandanada had written Kirtiyotsava, an explanation of Parashurama Kalpa Sutra. Rameshwara Sastri, who came after Umanandanada, had written Saubhagya Subodhyam. This is what is practiced in South India. Bhaskara Raya has written the Vamashekara Tantra in his work Setubandham, which explains Nitya Shodashika Varanam. Bhaskara Raya has also written Varivasya Rahasya, which contains the inner meaning of Devi Upasana. Bhaskara Raya's commentary on Sri Lalita Sahasranama is one of the authoritative books on Sri Vidya. Lalita Sahasranama Bhashya, Setubandhanam, and Varivasya Rahasyam are the three supreme works of Devi Upasana and are called Ratnatraya. Lalita Sahasranama Bhashya is also called the essence of Sri Vidya. It is also named as Saubhagya Bhaskaram. Adi Sankaracharya had also written on Sri Devi Upasana apart from the Saundarya Lahari in Prapanchasara. In Tamil, Devi Upasana is explained in the Tirumandiram of Tirumular and in Abhirami Andadi of Abhirami Bhatta. Very recently, Ramana Maharishi's disciple Kavya Ganda Ganapati Shastri has written on Dasha Mahavidya. These are the sources of Devi Upasana, and no other text has authority on this subject. I am podcasting this after posting a few articles on the subject of Sri Vidya Upasana. I have come to know that unscrupulous people are posing as gurus have misled people, initiating them of Sri Vidya about which their knowledge is very limited, quoting some text and have landed people into serious physical and mental problem. I have warned of this in a lot of my articles on my site www.ramanispodcast.com. This post is to reinforce this podcast is to reinforce that point, and remember, Sri Vidya must not be practiced without a competent guru. And a guru really doesn't advertise, nor will he accept money. Beware of such people. May Goddess Abhirami bless you.